What up, guys? It's Parker, and today we're going to be discussing why gratitude is so important when you're struggling with social anxiety. So let's get into it. So like I said yesterday, I let a bunch of you guys in the Facebook group just like a couple of minutes ago. Okay, so just ask the question as well. I want to know what you guys want to be seeing on these podcasts more so I can get your input in it. So make sure you go answer the question and put your input in and see, you know, and hopefully we can have a conversation and see what you really want inside of these podcasts moving forward. Okay, guys, so there's still a chance to get into the Facebook group. So make sure you do so if you're not already a part of our community. But anyways, like I said, today is going to be focusing on gratitude, okay? And I want to give you the real logistical side of gratitude that's going to kind of like give you the wisdom and the understanding of why it actually works. And I want to like give it to you in that kind of way, because for my whole life, I used to think it was just like this bullshit type of thing, right? Everybody's always like, you know, majority of people will be like, you need to have gratitude in your life. You need to be grateful for all these things. You need to be grateful for the life you have, right? And when you're in the paradigm of just anxiety in general, or just like unhappiness, right? And living in scarcity instead of abundance, and having a real victimhood type paradigm that you may be currently in, right? If you haven't been watching a lot of these podcasts, then it can seem like a bullshit thing, right? It can seem like, yeah, like piss off. Like I don't need gratitude. Like what is that going to do for me, right? And so that's what I really thought for the majority of my life. And what I like to do, okay, my head, I like patterns, right? I think you guys know that. I ramble on this podcast all the time because I like patterns. I like following up with things. I like finding the root cause for things, okay, especially within mental health. So when it comes to gratitude, I can trace back basically every single, like any single moment that I'm unhappy, that I'm confused, that I'm feeling a little down, like I can trace that back to being very ungrateful, okay? Or not practicing the gratitude exercise that I'm gonna give you at the end of this podcast, okay? And so it's kind of just like how I find patterns in my mind, how my mind kind of works, like with gratitude and with phone usage, what I was talking about yesterday, right? Like nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about how phones for the majority of people are like literally ruining your life. Okay. And it's kind of like for as much shit that I'll probably get for saying that, right? Because a lot of people, they don't want to leave their comfort zone. They don't want that. They don't want that truth, because then it means they're wrong. And it means that, you know, sometimes they'll have a better life after that and they don't want change. But you know, I'll get a lot of shit for it. But if I'm telling you that, like if I'm flat out saying, you know, phones are not good for you, right? And I, guys, I own a business, right? This is my company, right? Social Anxiety Remedy is a company. That's how I make money, with through programs and courses and helping people with social anxiety, right? Helping people see that there's a way out. So by me like saying, stop using your phone, that's gonna hurt me. You know what I mean? Like that's not good for my business, right? But you know, if I'm saying that, do you think I'm sincere? Okay, yeah, of course I am. And nobody's talking about this, which is kind of crazy. And everybody knows how bad it is for you. But we kind of keep doing it because we're kind of nervous to get out of our comfort zone and actually truly like be with yourself. Like just try, if you really don't want to take on that challenge where I'm like, try to really go off of social media for a week. Like try to sit down by yourself with just your thoughts, okay, for legit 5 minutes. Okay, 5 to 10 minutes. Try to sit down with just your thoughts. Like don't even try meditating. And see how just like compulsive you get, and like how you need to be doing something, and how you're going to like, your mind's really going to try to grab at your phone, even though you're consciously trying not to, because it's just so ingrained in our brains right now. Okay. So I just want to follow that up yet from yesterday's. But when it comes to gratitude, okay, we're talking about our embodiment process. So what I mentioned yesterday, when it comes to like the embodiment and the creating the new character and like affirmations, guys, affirmations are great. Okay. I teach affirmations all the time. And I teach it in kind of a different way. And I might get to that in a little bit, but what I used to do is I'd wake up every morning and I'd say these affirmations, okay, to try to build my new character and to try to pick and choose those certain traits that I wanted that were the exact opposite of social anxiety, so I could begin embodying the character that I wanted to be, okay, and like the personality traits that I personally wanted to have. And I'd do affirmations in the morning, okay, and that's kind of like the popular thing. But what I began to notice was that the way that you really create that new character, the way that you really embody that new person that you want to be, is by first basically like artificially implanting the feeling and the sensation, okay, feeling all of those emotions inside of you, even if you haven't already accomplished that goal. And I know that can be really confusing for a lot of people, and it was really confusing for me for a long time. Like I knew the concept, I thought I understood it, but it took like months and months of just self-reflection and things like that, that nature, and feeling for your own, right? Having your own intuition, because people are going to tell you your intuition is wrong, right? But that's absolute bullshit. And it's something that you guys really need to start taking notice of, the things that you're feeling and what you feel to be true, right? Everything, like Steve Jobs has an awesome quote where it's like, everything that was created in this world was made by people that were no smarter than you. Okay, you have it all within you already, and you need to start understanding that. Like, take notice of who you actually listen to. Okay, who is it that you're listening to? Are you listening to people who have never struggled with social anxiety? Okay, aren't happy, aren't living the life that they want to live? And are you taking advice from them because they feel high and mighty and they feel like they have an ego, right? Or are you taking advice from somebody or people out there, right, who you want to be like? Okay, whether that's like in sports or something like that. I have a lot of friends who are athletes, okay? And the people that they listen to sometimes are coaches that have no idea what they're talking about, and they didn't get to the level that they want, that, you know, the players actually want to get to, and they need to start listening to people who have actually been there before, okay? So you kind of see what I'm saying? Like, if I wanted to work out, if I wanted to get absolutely ripped, I wouldn't go and ask somebody who is out of shape, right? Ask somebody who's actually done it before. So it's hard when you're talking about mental health because everybody thinks that they're an expert on it, right? Everybody thinks because they saw one like little motivational video that they can tell you what's good for you, but only you really know what is good for you. Okay, guys, so just keep that in mind. I think that's super important. So a little side tangent anyways, but with gratitude in comparison to affirmations, what I really found was that when I went through daily gratitude exercises, when I went through like my daily gratitude practices, I felt that feeling of embodiment, and I felt that feeling of like, if you're able to conjure up this happiness within you already, okay, changing states easily, building up that gratitude, building up that feeling and that sense of just thankfulness that you're here on this goddamn earth, this goddamn planet, and like you have the opportunity to live an amazing life just by being able to bring up those emotions, that's what's going to then help you manifest, right? The law of attraction, right? The laws of the universe. As like BS as I used to think that was too, that's really the secret. That's one of the hidden secrets, is to begin embodying the character that you want to be right now. And by doing so, it's with emotions. Like, emotions are one of the most powerful things that you can possibly have. And when I was doing daily affirmations, I wasn't always being able to like conjure up those emotions as much as I was with gratitude. Okay, so when you're grateful for something, you can feel those things. Like, what I always recommend people do, and I got this from Tony Robbins, by the way, years ago. And what he does is he wakes up every morning and he does his gratitude exercises like immediately. He'll listen to like some binaural beats in the background. If you guys don't know what binaural beats are, definitely look that up. You can just listen to them for free on YouTube or something like that. So he plugs in some binaural beats and then he thinks of three things that he's grateful for. Okay, and it's usually three different things every single day. And what you want to do is you want to do like two just normal things. Maybe it's a person that you're grateful for. Maybe it's a circumstance that you're grateful for. And then the third thing is you want to make it just like a very small, minuscule thing that's just super simple. Okay, like for me, like the things that I do, I might do something that like I'm grateful for when it comes to a person that's come into my life. Or maybe I'm grateful for a certain business goal that I hit, or like a work, or like a exercise physical goal that I've hit, or, you know, I've meditated for this amount of days in a row and I'm thankful for that goal and I'm thankful for the existing. But then the simple one that I usually like come about having a lot of the times is like, there's something about the wind for me. Like, there's something about driving in a car and feeling the wind on my face and like in my hair. For some reason, like, that just always builds up a shit ton of emotions for me. And what that does is it helps me embody and feel extremely grateful for where I'm at. And so if we're able to embody that and feel those emotions now, what happens is like the person that we are right now, okay, the person who may be unhappy, the person who's struggling with social anxiety, right? You're then basically like transferring yourself into this new person, into this new body, this new character who has all the things that they've already asked for, okay? So I don't know if you guys are religious, or like, I'm not that religious, like I'm very spiritual, right? I think you guys know that. But in one of like the quotes, like one of the best quotes that I've heard somebody say is like, begin to live as if your prayers have already been answered, right? And like with extreme faith that they've already come true. And you have to embody that person, because if you start embodying that person, if you start having the same, this is why I talk about body language so much and vocal tonality and the high status hierarchy. If you're able to begin embodying that person and you're feeling those same emotions, what's going to happen? Okay, your thoughts are going to change. Your actions are going to change. You're able to feel those emotions, which emotions, aside from sex, is the most powerful thing like in the world within like the five senses and stuff like that. And I'm going to get to that in a second when I really break down exactly what I want you guys to be doing every morning for the next week, hopefully. I mean, hopefully for the next, you know, rest of your life, but just see how it feels, right? I always want to like have you guys test it first, see if it works for you. I'm never going to be like, yeah, this works, go do it, right? You want to test it, obviously. So let's just get into that right now, because I think we've probably gone for it far enough in terms of like me explaining the creating the new character and how broad that kind of is. So when it comes down to it, what I'd love for you guys to start doing to seeing those results that I'm talking about is every morning that you wake up, okay, right when you wake up, what you need to do is get your, like, you can either do this in a journal or you can just do it with binaural beats and like meditate in like a meditative state or something like that and close your eyes and think of it. Okay. So that's what I like to do. There's things called scripting. There's things called, I'm not going to get into it because it's pretty advanced, but do it in like a meditative state. Sit down with your hands just on your lap, right? Close your eyes and start thinking of what it is that you're really grateful for. Okay. Three things. And one of them, I want them to be like just a super simple thing, and try to build up all of those emotions that you can. And it's really important to build those emotions up, so you start to feel what it would feel like. Okay. What it would feel like if you actually like had all of the things that you wanted, if you were this new person, that's away from social anxiety, that's separated, right? We don't want that identity anymore. And start feeling those emotions of what it would feel like to be a confident person. Okay, so it's important to start embodying those characteristics through emotions. And the most powerful thing you can do when trying to visualize and trying to come up with, you know, the things that you're grateful for, you want to have a solid image inside of your mind. Okay, a very solid image of like maybe a past event that you have that happened that you're very grateful for. It can even be something in the future that you're grateful for and you're trying to, you know, manifest into your life through visualization, right? And so what you need to do, like I said, emotions are so powerful. You need to start focusing on the five senses. Okay. You need to be grateful for the thing, and you need to think about the thing through what you see. Okay. What you hear, what you smell, what you taste. Okay. The touch. Okay. The five senses. And then you're going to really easily be able to bring up those emotions much faster and much more just so powerful. And, you're going to feel it much more stronger. And if you're able to feel the emotions as strong as possible and start to live, right, transfer into the body of somebody who you want to be, who is grateful, okay, then things are going to take a massive shift in your life. And like I said, I can trace almost everything back, like when I'm unhappy, when I feel like I'm in a rut, when I feel like I'm down and confused and, very introspective. I can trace it back to not being grateful enough for what it is that I have. And the moment that I really found out how powerful this was I was in, I used to like sell products on Amazon. If you guys know what that is, it's like Amazon FBA, right after I dropped out of college. So I was selling products on Amazon. I took a trip to China with like this group, and I was trying to find a place to sell these products. And I was with this guy who was from Jamaica, and he was selling a bunch of products, helping a lot of people. And he came up to me because I was a young kid. I was like 19 years old, right? Just like completely out of place there, just grinding, trying to work my ass off to like make something of myself. And I don't sell anything on Amazon anymore. It didn't work out for me. I failed so many times. Okay. I'm not perfect at all. And so he came up to me, he's like, you know, what's your philosophies about stuff? And I was getting into meditation. I was getting into like a lot of spiritual stuff. And he said, look, one of the most powerful things that I've ever found is gratitude. And he broke it down and he told a story in just like a way that really related to me. And I had like an aha moment from it. And he was like, I don't know if you believe in God or anything, or maybe you believe in like the Elon Musk theory, or I mean, it's not Elon Musk theory, but like how we could just be computers, right? We might not even be real. We might just be in a simulation, right? So even like if you believe in a God, if you believe in, you know, the universe, right? If you believe in a simulation, whatever it is, by being thankful and by having gratitude for like being on this earth and like just being like, just like looking up to, I don't know, the heavens, the universe, right? Whatever it is. And by looking up and being like, I'm so grateful for this. Like, thank you so much. Thank you for where I'm at. Like, what do you think the person up there, okay, or the universe or the entities or whatever the hell is up there are gonna think? They're gonna be like, hell yeah. Like, somebody's grateful for what I've given them, right? If it's a person playing a goddamn video game, like watching you and playing your video game on this, in this earth, if that's what you want to believe, if you want to believe it's God or the universe, right? Then how do you think that they're going to react? Okay, they're going to place even better things in your life to be able to give you the most opportunities to live a very abundant life and a good life, right? And so I kind of heard that from him and I had a huge aha moment. And that's when I really started getting serious about gratitude. Okay, guys, so I hope this podcast really laid the groundwork of how important gratitude is and what it can do for your life. And so I want to set that challenge again. Guys, do it for a week. Okay, just do it for a week. Three things that you're grateful for in the morning. You can do it at night too if you really like end up loving the sensation of it that you're gonna feel, right? And so and make sure you have those five emotions, those five senses, right? Make sure you're able to visualize it, put an image inside of your head. And I think a lot of the times I basically like cry. Like I kind of like try to force myself to cry just to build those emotions up, right? Because they're so powerful and they can manifest a lot of things in your life to create that new authentic character that's going to shine in the world and show your unique personality that all of you have that is just begging to come out. The social anxiety is that barrier from, and I promise it's going to work wonders. Okay, guys. So what I've liked doing lately is kind of like giving a little cliffhanger at the end of every podcast and saying what I'm going to do next or tomorrow, right? Because it makes me like keeps me honest, makes me like do it tomorrow. And I think it's like a cool little thing to look forward to. So tomorrow, what we're going to be talking about is the fear of failure. Okay, and how to get over the fear of failure, because the fear of failure is one of the most limiting beliefs that I see so many people struggling with, especially when you're starting to try to work on your confidence, you're trying to start working on your communication skills and anything like that. And we're just so conditioned to fear failure so much that it makes it hard for us to even start and to even try. And it gives us even more anxiety, right? So that's going to be tomorrow's. Make sure if you're not part of the Facebook group, go join it below. There's a new workshop that I did. It's about 2 hours long, super in depth. If you guys liked this podcast, make sure you check it out, as well as all the trainings that I have beneath as well. And I think that's it for today. I'll see you guys tomorrow.